Matt and I, like I said earlier, the only ones on the show that saw it. I didn't realize Matt had seen it this weekend. Opening night.
There's no place like home.
And it beat out last year's Wicked Part 1 opening weekend by like 40 million domestically. So big improvement. I love the first one. I thought it's magical. I thought it was inspirational in some ways. I thought it was beautifully shot. I thought the acting was shockingly good by Ariana Grande.
The colors were beautiful. Everything was sparkly and just visually stunning.
It felt like I was in the movie. It felt like I was like in Disney. Or I know it's not a Disney movie, but like in a Disney-type production. Mm-hmm. Like, am I here? I mean, it's so amazing. This movie sucked.
The whole thing?
Walk out early.
You left the movie early?
After an hour and 40 minutes, I'm like, this movie sucks. It's like, it's not getting better, and I left.
You know what? Maybe I will see it now.
Now you are contrarian.
Well, it's usually the opposite of what Jared likes.
The first hour and like 15 minutes, virtually nothing happens.
Oh.
You're going to make a lot of people mad because I bet you 80% of people that saw it like it.
Especially opening weekend. Those are super fans, including myself. I loved the movie, the first one. I loved it so much. It was extremely disappointing. I know sequels are tough, and I know it's a continuation of. I think they're better off, except for money-wise, just doing one movie.
But do you think, Jared, it's all the hype? You know, if the movie's hype, and then you're down on it, like, that's how I am a lot.
That happens.
Yeah, when a lot of people don't say anything about it, then all of a sudden I see it, I'm like, surprised.
And this movie was hyped like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and the theater, of course, was packed. I went with my friend Bo because Ava had already seen it, and so it was very...
You went on a movie date with Bo?
He goes to the movies probably 3 times a week. He goes to movies all the time, and he did not want to see it, but I was like, bro, actually, I suggested some Nazi movie, some that's just Sisu or whatever, and he's like, let's do Wicked. I'm like, okay, and then he tried to put it on me, like, I chose it. It's like, I picked the Nazi movie, you picked Wicked. I was
did you hold hands?
Sure. We got one seat, and we laid it back.
And he put that hole in the bottom of the popcorn bucket. Taylor's all this time.
Yeah. Extra butter.
You
know.
Yeah. Matt, did you see the movie?
I did.
Do you feel the same way?
I didn't hate it, but it was what I expected it to not be as good.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the play, and I know Act 2 is nowhere near as good as Act 1. The better music's in Act 1. The best part is in Act 1 with Defying Gravity. So I knew that I wasn't going to like it as much. So for what it was impressive. But if you didn't know what the play was, you're going to be very disappointed in part 2.
Did you walk out like Jared?
No, I watched the whole thing. I really liked how they ended. So I watched over the weekend, I rewatched The Wizard of Oz, the original one,
to see
how much crossover there would be. I was a little... I mean, I know that this story is the Wicked Witch's story, but I would have liked more Dorothy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I would have liked more. You got a lot of lion. You got a whole lot of Tin Man, a brief Scarecrow, and some Dorothy, but you never see her face.
What?
And so there's a little bit of inconsistency, like, because I had just seen The Wizard of Oz, there's scenes that... In the original Wizard of Oz, when they kind of replay some of them in this one, there's a little continuity issue of like, well, there's supposed to be a whole lot of people, and now there's no one here other than her. So there was a little bit of like nitpickiness there. So I would have liked a little bit more of that, but I mean, it was fine for what it was.
I mean, I knew it wasn't gonna be as good, and I was big tell because my daughter and Heather, her mom, is a huge. They're huge fans. I mean, and I loved it. I love the play. I mean, I'm obsessed with the play. In the first movie, and that was super hyped. We're like, what? The movie? And it was everywhere, and I went and saw it, and it was better than all the hype. I didn't see it opening weekend.
Yeah, but you also saw this movie that was great, so you expected.
Yes, and I knew I know sequels are tough, but the first hour was, to me, so boring.
That's
like, could
I
they
have the
sped that
one.
Part up? Like, I don't know. I mean, I know they're trying to go by the play. Now, it still looked good, but also, I thought part of the fun of the first one, and I know it's part of the play, but like, Galinda, you know, Ariana Grande's character was light and funny, and this is more serious, did not bode well
for
her.
She doesn't do it.
The acting was great, but it's like her being the bubbly, silly ditz, and they had some lines that were supposed to be funny. Packed theater, not one laugh.
Oh, man.
Not one laugh. And it was like all women people were excited, big groups of women coming in to watch the movie. I felt like it picked up steam when they started having the crossover with The Wizard of Oz. You're like, okay, oh, that's a Tin Man. But then to hear that I left early after a certain, there's probably 30 minutes left, that they didn't do much with it.
How could you leave at that point? Don't you want to see the end?
I rarely leave. I was just like, I'm so bored. I already know that, you know.
What about Rotten Tomatoes?
I think it's getting great Rotten Tomatoes. I think the audience score is like a 95, I think.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's good.
It's good on Rotten Tomatoes.
Closer to 100 is what you want.
Okay.
I think the critic score is lower than I thought it would be. But and also, it was like kind of like.
It's a 70% tomato meter. Which one's that?
That would be the critics, and that's not that great. It's still not bad.
And then 95% popcorn meter.
And that's usually what I go by. It's a popcorn meter. And I still see some things online where people say they're disappointed. They didn't hate it, but they're disappointed. I think disappointment is more down the line.
Do you think so?
The first one was just so fun.
There was the rumor that Ariana Grande was doing her interview and that maybe let it slip that there might be more Wicked in the future. Do you think that this is a setup for Dorothy?
Again, I think there's a possibility that you could have another Wicked. It would be a whole new concept.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that what happens next is out there.
Yeah, because we said, what are we going to do?
This ends at the same time that The Wizard of Oz ends.
Yeah.
So this is now going to be a whole new
story. Oh, so there's no place like home?
Yes. They say that multiple times in this.
Oh, so basically, if that's The Wizard of Oz, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will... Wizard of Oz. You're comparing it to The Wizard of Oz. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Well, and I hated Wicked, but if now you're comparing it to Wizard of Oz, how can... Of course that can't be.
I do think Jason, because he likes The Wizard of Oz so much, would like Part 2 more. I do think you would like Part 2 more because of the story. The story, it's what's happening in the witch's life while The Wizard of Oz happens.
Oh. Right, yeah, it has like that little crossover. Like, it catches
there's a lot of crossover
like,
at the
it
end.
Crosses, it catches up to like what you know of The Wizard of Oz.
So is the witch basically good and she can't deal with it anymore, so she has a mental breakdown and then she's bad?
No.
You do know the story.
I don't want to.
You know
the play. Do you not remember
Wicked.
The play?
Do you remember Wicked?
I knew she was good in Wicked, right? Yeah.
Okay, because you will know it. You will absolutely recognize from seeing the play what is happening.
If you don't want a spoiler alert, give you a couple seconds from now.
I'm saying based on
the play, 3, 2, 1 is like she wasn't killed at the end. Do you know how they throw the water on her? It was all
she never dies.
It was a cover-up because they wanted to protect her because she's actually a good person. I also heard from what I saw up to when I left, which I rarely leave. I have left like 2 movies early, I think 3 in my whole life because out of boredom. I'm like, good Lord.
How long is this one?
2:30?
Yeah, it was long.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like at 1:45 and I'm like.
That stresses me out.
Yeah. I'm like,
That's a lot.
It could have been shorter.
Okay.
Go like let the movie start for an hour, then go in, and then I think you might be really happy.
I don't know if I'm paying that amount of money. I'm staying from the start to the end.
Yeah, I know. Normally I would.
Yeah,
I forgot what I was going to say, but anyway, it was. But yeah,
about the
halfway through is really good, and then the last 30 minutes are great.
Oh,
okay. Elphaba wasn't in it that much. That was a complaint I felt, and then also I read online it wasn't in as much as you thought.
Yeah, but I do feel like it was heavier Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
but like not in a funny. Thing I don't know. Just
her
was,
singing though. I've heard that her singing. They were like she shows
tremendous.
Her range.
She's great.
I'm like when doesn't she? I always think
she did in the first one.
Yeah, she always puts on a performance.
And Arriva was tremendous in the first one. I don't know. It seems just
okay.
I don't know.